当我们进入耶和华的门的时候，我们应当怎么样？
Many of you should be very familiar with this verse since we just studied Friday.
好，对，来。
Take me away with you, let us hurry.
我们就快跑跟随你。王在我进的那一次，我们必欢喜快乐。
我们要称赞你们的爱心。How right they are to adore you.
今天早上要跟弟兄姊妹分享的东西是比较困难一点，比较难讲。
This morning, what I want to share with you is very difficult to talk about.
要讲一个道理就很容易。
It is easy just to share some teaching.
但是今天早上我想交通的是一颗心。
But this morning, I want to share with you about a heart.
讲到一颗心的话就很难讲。
And it's very difficult to talk about a heart.
这就是为什么我们读雅歌书的时候就觉得很困难。
This is the reason why we find it so difficult to study the Song of Solomon.
因为雅歌书里面所讲的是一颗心。
Because this book talks about a heart.
不是一个道理。
It is not a teaching.
我们讲道理的时候呢是有层次的。
When we talk about teachings, there are different levels.
有一定的一个步骤的。
There is a method.
最容易能够了解。
Therefore, it's very easy to understand.
但是我们讲到一个心的时候呢，就很难体会了。
So when we talk about a heart, it becomes difficult to understand.
所以刚才念了好多的圣经。
We just read several verses.
好多处都是从诗篇出来的。
Many of them came out of the book of Psalm.
要从这里面呢，来看一看，来思想一下那一颗心。
From all these verses, we want to consider about this heart.
在旧约里面呢，有一个人是神所称许的。
In the Old Testament, there was one man that was praised by God.
这个人就是大卫。
And this is David.
神说他是一个合神心意的人。
God called him a man after God's own heart.
这个人虽然我们读过圣经的人都知道，他不是一个完全的人。
And for all of us who have read David's story, we know that he's not a perfect man.
他犯了很大的罪。
He has committed great sin.
他犯的罪我们甚至都没有犯过的。
He has committed sin that none of us have ever committed.
那为什么这一个人能够被神称作是合神心意的人呢？
So why would this man be called a man after God's own heart?
因为这个人有一颗心。
Because he has a heart.
那颗心呢是让神喜乐的。
And that heart delights the heart of God.
这是一个什么样的心呢？
What kind of heart does he have?
今天早上我们就希望能够来思想这一件事。
This is what we want to consider this morning.
到底大卫的心里面哪一点让神看重的？
Which point in David's heart that is considered great by God?
刚才我们读了一节圣经这样说。
We just read a verse.
大卫他说他为神的殿心里着急。
David was worried about the house of God.
到一个程度他说如同火烧。
To the point that his heart is consumed by fire.
这一颗心是大卫的心。
This is David's heart.
这一颗心是神所喜乐的。
This is the heart that delights God's heart.
大卫之所以能够讨神的喜乐，乃是因为他的心里面乃是关心神的家。
The reason God is pleased with David is because David cares about God's house.
没有其他的原因。
There's no other reason.
大卫有做了很多的事。
David has done many works.
大卫也有很多的失败。
He also failed a lot.
大卫也做了很多其他的诗歌。
He also had written many psalms.
只有一个原因让神这样看重大卫。
But there's one reason that God deems David as great.
那是在大卫心里面的深处，他是非常非常爱神的家。
In the depth of David's heart, he truly loves God's house.
他爱到一个程度，他会为那个神的殿心里着急的。
He loves to the point that he worries for the house of God.
他爱到一个程度，他的心里面会如同火烧的。
He loves the house of God so much that his heart is on fire.
这个心就感动了神。
And this heart moves God.
在新约的时候，主耶稣有一次到了圣殿。
In the New Testament, Jesus went to the temple once.
他就看到那个圣殿里面有很多人在那里做买卖。
He saw that many people are doing business in the temple.
他们把牛羊鸽子都带到圣殿里面。
They had brought all the animals into the temple.
然后呢，我们主耶稣就拿起绳子做鞭子，把那些做买卖的人都赶出去了。
And Jesus took some cords and made it out of, into a rope and cast them out.
圣经里面很少好像没有记载神生气的，耶稣生气的。
In the Bible, it's very difficult for us to find a place that describes Jesus as being angry.
当人辱骂主耶稣的时候，他没有生气。
When people scorn at him, he did not, he wasn't angry.
当人鞭打主耶稣的时候，他没有生气。
When men whipped him, he was not angry.
当人吐唾沫在他的脸上的时候，主耶稣没有生气。
When men spit on his face, he wasn't angry.
当人用钉钉他手的时候，他也没有生气。
When they nailed him to the cross, he was not angry.
当人用枪刺他的肋旁的时候，我们的主也没有生气。
When they speared his side, he was not angry.
但是当人在那个神的殿里面做买卖的时候，我们的主耶稣生气了。
But when men were doing business in the house of God, Jesus was truly angry.
圣经上这样记载说，门徒就想起圣经上的话。
The Bible tells you the disciples remember the word that was written.
他们想起来的就是这一节话，因为我的心为你的殿心里着急。
They remember this verse that my heart is consumed by fire for zeal of your house.
门徒们所想起来的话就是大卫所说的话。
What the words that the disciples remembered was the words of David.
所以我们就能够知道为什么大卫这么讨神的喜悦。
Therefore, we understand why God was pleased with David.
在旧约里面是大卫，跟新约里面的主耶稣，他们的心是一颗心。
In the Old Testament, David's heart and the New Testament, Jesus' heart was the same heart.
他们看到神的圣殿的时候，如果在那个圣殿里面是荒凉的光景，他们心里面就着急。
When they see the desolate condition in the house of God, their heart was anxious.
当大卫在旷野漂流的时候。
When David was wandering in the desert,
他没有办法来到圣殿里面。
He cannot go to the temple.
因为他的儿子在追他。
Because his son was chasing after him.
他就写了一首诗歌。
He wrote a song.
他说我一想到锡安呢，我就哭了。
When I remember of Babylon, I wept.
锡安。
Oh, Zion.
他心想到锡安的时候，他就哭了。
When I remember Zion, I wept.
他说我把那个琴挂在柳树的上面。
I hung my harp on the poplar tree.
我们知道大卫是一个很会弹琴的人。
We know that David is a very great harp player.
常常用他的琴来赞美神。
He often used his instrument to praise the Lord.
但是那一天，他说他把他的琴就挂在柳树上。
But that day he hung up his harp.
他说耶路撒冷啊，我情愿我的右手忘记那个弹琴的技巧。
He says, if I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
这是大卫的心。
This is the heart of David.
这是为什么神喜爱大卫。
This is the reason that God is pleased with him.
今天神在寻找什么呢？神在寻找一些人有这样的一颗心。
Today God is seeking for people who have such kind of heart.
大卫在上行之诗里面说过这样一句话。
In the Psalm of Ascent, David said such thing.
他说有人如果对我说，我们往耶和华的殿里去。
I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
只要人说我们到殿里去，他心里就欢喜。
As long as people said, I am going to the house of God, his heart rejoiced.
这是什么心？
What kind of heart is this?
今天如果有人说我去教会，我今天要去教会，你的心里面有没有欢喜？
Today, if someone tells you, I'm going to the church, are you rejoicing in your heart?
你的心里有没有欢喜？
Do you have the joy in your heart?
今天不但我们里面呢没有这样的一个感觉。
Today we don't have such kind of feeling.
今天甚至有的时候我们遇到一个人在那里赞美神，我们心里都没有感觉。
Sometimes when we see people praise the Lord, our heart is not even moved.
当我们今天听到有人在那里把自己奉献给神，我们心里都没有感觉。
Sometimes when we see a person offering himself to God, then our heart is not moved.
像我们的心跟大卫的心差了多远。
Our heart is so different than David's heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是一个外面的一个要求说，好，现在我们大家都这样做。如果有人祷告的话，我们一定要说阿门。
Today we don't have such a request. If someone prays, and everyone should say amen.
那个就算我们说出来了，也是外面的。
Even if we do say it, it's just outwardly.
但是如果我们里面真是有那个大卫的心的话
，But if we truly have the heart of David.
我们只要听到有人说要去聚会，我们心里就欢喜了。
As soon as we hear people say that we're going to the meeting, then our heart rejoices.
那有人在那里赞美神的儿子的时候，我们就跳起来了。
And when we hear people praising God, then we shall jump up with joy.
这是因为他的心里面是有那个神的殿。
It's because the house of God is within his heart.
你看，大卫的难过呢，是与神的殿有关系。
And David is sad because of God's house.
大卫的高兴呢？也是跟神的殿有关系。
His joy is also tied with the house of God.
他的心好像就跟神的殿连在一起。
His heart is in union with the house of God.
这是神所喜爱的。
This is what delights God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的喜乐跟什么事情连在一起？
Today, what is our joy tied to?
什么事情让我们好喜乐？
What thing will cause us to be joyful?
我们能思想一下。
We need to think about that.
我们再思想什么事情让我们很难过？
What will cause great sorrow in our heart?
我们再思想一下。
Think about that.
然后这两件事情跟神的殿有没有关系？
Are these two things has anything to do with God's house?
如果没有关系的话，
It has no relationship with God's house.
我们的心还不像大卫的心。
Then our heart is not like David.
我们的心还不像主耶稣的心。
Our heart is not like Jesus.
腓立比书说，我们要以耶稣基督的心为心。
A Philippian tells us that we need to take the heart of Jesus as our heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们现在实在是处在一个末后的时代。
One sister, we are at an end time.
末后的时代就是有这样的一个光景。
At this end time, we have such kind of predicament.
就是人的心对事情没有什么反应。
Is that man's heart has no reaction to things around them.
人的心特别是对神的事情缺少反应。
And we're not responsive to God's matter.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他也看到当时的光景。
When Jesus was on earth, he also saw the same thing.
他就说了一句很伤痛的话。
And he said a sorrowful word.
他说，我向你们吹笛的时候，你们不跳舞。
So when we play the flute for you and you do not dance.
我向你们举哀的时候呢，你们也不捶胸。
And we sang a dirge and you did not mourn.
这是主耶稣所说的话。
This is what Jesus said.
我也实在觉得今天这也是我们的光景。
I truly feel today this is our condition.
当有人吹笛的时候呢，我们好像里面也没有那个喜乐起来跳舞的。
When people play the flute, we don't have the joy to get up and dance.
但是呢，有人举哀的时候呢，我也不会难过到一个程度呢来捶胸。
And when someone mourns, we will not be so sorrowful that we will beat on our breast.
这是什么缘故呢？
Why is it?
因为这是一个末后的时代。
It's because we're at the end time.
末后的时代的情况就是老底家的情况。
The end time is the condition of Laodicea.
这是仇敌的一个方法。
This is the enemy's way.
要来逼迫教会。
To persecute the church.
今天我们的最大的逼迫不是外面的逼迫。
Today the greatest persecution is not a physical persecution.
而是这个心的问题。乃是心的问题。
But it's a matter of the heart.
今天早上我想借着这一件事，我们来思想为什么大卫的心会这么样的爱神的家。
Today we want to consider why David's heart loves God's house so much.
神的家到底有什么样的美，让大卫这么样的爱。
What is so beautiful about God's house that David loves it so much?
我们从神的话一起来思想这一件事。
Let's study this from the Word of God.
头一个神家的一个特点呢，就是圣洁。
The first character of God's house is holiness.
头一个点呢，也是最重要的一点，就是圣洁。
And this is also the most important character, is holiness.
我想大卫认识这一件事。
David understands this.
他知道在这个地上找不到一个地方是圣洁的。
He knows that he cannot find a place on earth that is holy.
除非到神的家里。
Unless he is in the house of God.
我们记得当摩西也这样，也这样的经历。
Moses had the same experience.
当摩西在旷野的时候，有一次神就亲自向他显现。
When Moses was in the wilderness, God appeared to him.
那是头一次神亲自向摩西显现。
That was the first time that God appeared to him.
摩西那个时候正在旷野的地方牧羊。
Moses at time was shepherding sheep in the wilderness.
那神就突然在那个荆棘的里面呢，火焰的当中向摩西显现。
And God appeared to him amongst burning bush.
然后神就跟摩西讲一句话，他说：“你把你的鞋子脱掉。”
And God told Moses, "Take off your sandals."
不要靠近来。
And do not come near.
因为你所站的地方 是圣地。
Because where you stand is holy ground.
你看神显现的地方，那个地方就是圣地。
Wherever God appears, that is a holy ground.
如果神显现的地方就是一个圣地，那神所居住的地方岂不是更圣洁吗？
If where God appears is a holy ground, then of course His dwelling place is a holy place.
神的家乃是神居住的地方。
God's house is where He dwells.
所以神的家头一个特点就是圣洁。
Therefore, the first character of God's house is holy.
当主这样对摩西说的时候，摩西就做了一件事，他赶快把他的脸蒙在蒙起来。
When God told Moses this, the first thing Moses did was to cover up his face.
他发现了神的圣洁。
He discovered the holiness of God.
他里面就马上有一个感觉，他实在是不配。
And he has a feeling in his heart that he is not worthy.
他把他的脸就蒙在一起。
And he covered up his face.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
Brothers and sisters, this is the house of God.
神的家圣洁到一个程度。
It is so holy.
如果我们看见的话，我们就要把脸蒙起来。
If we truly see the holiness, then we shall cover up our face.
在雅各书那第一章里面，岂不是这样也是这样说吗
？In Song of Solomon chapter one, it tells us this way.
当这个苏拉密女被带到那个王的内室去的时候
，When the Shulamite has been brought into the inner chamber,
他就马上发现呢，他其实很黑的。
He discovered that he is dark.
他在外面的时候，并不觉得自己很黑。
She didn't consider herself as dark.
但是呢，因与神在一起。遇到了神的同在里面，他就发现自己是那样的光景。
But when she entered into God's presence, she discovered her a true condition.
这就是神家的一个特点。
This is the special character of God's house.
是那个圣洁的。
It is holy.
以西结书里面记载好几次神向以西结显现。
Ezekiel recorded many times that God has appeared to him.
每一次当神的荣耀跟以西结显现出来的时候
，And every time God's glory has been revealed to Ezekiel.
以西结就做一件事。
Ezekiel will do one thing.
他就匍匐在地上。
He will bow down on the ground.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为当神显现的时候是那样的圣洁。
Because when God appears, it is so holy.
圣洁到一个程度，人就没有办法在神的面前站立得住。
It is so holy that man cannot stand before God.
彼得也是这样。
Peter was the same.
他看到主了之后，他就匍匐在地上。
When he saw the Lord, he bowed down on the ground.
他说：“主啊，离开我，因为我是一个罪人。”
He said, "Lord, leave me because I'm a sinner."
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
这是神家里面的一个光景。
This is the condition of the house of God.
大卫说了一句话，他认识这样的情形。
David said he understood this.
他说：“谁能够上耶和华的山呢
？”Who can ascend the hill of the Lord?
谁能够进到他的殿里面去
？And who can stand in his holy place?
他说：“只有那些守洁心清的人。”
Only those who have clean hands and pure hearts.
那些人，他们心里面不怀诡诈。
And those people who has no guile in his soul.
为什么大卫对神的家有这样的一个心
？Why does he have such kind of heart for God's house?
因为他认识神的家是圣洁。
Because he understood the house of God is holy.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是不是也有这样的认识
？Today do we have the same understanding?
神的家是这样的圣洁。
God's house is holy.
我们的心里面是不是也匍匐在神的面前
？In our heart, do we also bow down before Him?
第二，神的家是荣耀的。
Secondly, God's house is glory.
神的家是非常的荣耀。
It is filled with glory.
我如果读圣经的话
，If we read the Bible,
你从出埃及记一直开始
，You read from Exodus.
每一次当圣殿或者会幕盖好的时候。
Every time the temple or the tabernacle is ready,
都记载了同样一件事。
It always recorded one thing.
就是神的荣耀就充满了一个地。
God's glory has filled the temple.
神的家乃是充满神的荣耀。
God's house is full of His glory.
以西结那个时候记载他看到异象的时候。
When Ezekiel recorded that he had seen the vision.
他说神的灵就把我举起。
He says the spirit of God has lifted me up.
他说不料。就看见神的荣耀充满了这个地。
Then I see the glory of God fill the temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要神的灵来把我们提起。
Today we need the spirit of God to lift us up.
好让我们能够看见他神的殿的荣耀。
So that we can see the glory of His temple.
如果神的灵不来提起我们的话
，If the spirit of God do not lift us up，
我们就看不见神的荣耀。
Then we will not be able to see His glory.
因为神说他的家乃是他宝座所在之地。
And because he said that his house is where his throne is.
他宝座所在地就是他荣耀所在地。
And that's where his glory dwells.
大卫曾经有这样的一个感觉。
David had a feeling in his heart.
他说我有一件事。
He says one thing I have.
我曾经问过耶和华。
I have asked of the Lord.
我还要再问他。
And I'll ask him again.
是什么事呢？
And what is this?
他说我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
瞻仰他的容貌。
To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord.
为什么大卫的心对神的殿这么样的爱好？
Why does he have such love for God's house?
他看见神的殿乃是一个荣耀的地方。
Because he sees that the temple of God is full of glory.
那个荣耀就成为他的心意。
And that glory draws his heart.
第三，神的家也是一个丰富的地方。
Thirdly, God's house is also an abundant place.
这个丰富要用我们一生的时间来享受。
And it takes our lifetime to enjoy his riches.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们在我们的经验里面，我们会有这样的一个问题。
Maybe in our experience, we will encounter this problem.
我们常常听到弟兄们交通神的家是这样的丰富。
We often hear about brothers share how rich and bountiful is God's house.
但是为什么我好像并没有那样经验的道理？
So how come I did not experience?
弟兄姊妹会不会有时候也有这样的问题？
Do you have this question sometimes?
好像有些人经验得到，好像有些人没有经验到。
It seems like some people can experience and some can't.
我相信这是一个很实际的一个问题。
I believe that this is a very, very real question.
在雅各书里面，那个女子也有这样的问题。
In the Song of Solomon, that Shulamite also have the same question.
当那个王把她带到那个房间以后呢，她就问王一句话。
When the king brought her into the chamber, she asked one question.
她说，王啊，你在什么地方牧羊？
She says, where do you rest your sheep at midday?
她想要找到一个秘诀，说，王啊，你在什么地方牧羊呢？
And she wants to find out where does he kept his flock.
就表示说，什么地方我可以得到喂养呢？
That means, where can I be fed?
什么样的地方我可以得到你的丰富呢？
Where can I find your riches?
那个王怎么样回答他呢？
And how did the king reply to her?
这回答是非常的美。
It is very beautiful.
他说啊，你只管跟随羊群的脚踪。
He said, just follow the tracks of the sheep.
我们只要能够跟随那个羊群的脚踪，因为羊群呢是跟随牧人的。
We just need to follow the tracks of the sheep because the sheep follows the shepherd.
那个牧人知道神家的丰富在哪里。
And the shepherd knows where the riches of God's house.
如果我们只要能够跟随着羊群的脚踪，我们就能达到神丰富之地。
If we just follow the tracks of the sheep, then we shall reach his fullness.
所以今天不是神的丰富不存在。
Today is not. It doesn't mean that God's riches does not exist.
所以那个问题的根源是我们是不是走在那个羊群的里面。
The problem is whether or not we're among the flock.
我想弟兄姊妹要注意这一件事。你可能会说，我每个礼拜都来聚会。
You may say that I come to the meeting every Sunday.
那个不一定表示你在那个羊群的里面。
That doesn't necessarily mean that you're among the flock.
或是你说我常常都有读圣经的。
Or maybe you say I often read the Bible.
那也不一定就表示你在羊群的里面。
That doesn't mean that you're among the flock.
你或许说我知道圣经蛮多的。
You may say, I have pretty much knowledge of the Bible.
也不代表你就在羊群的里面。
That doesn't represent that you're among the flock.
因为我们在不在羊群的里面不是一个知识的问题。
Because whether or not we're among the flock, it is not our knowledge.
乃是一个心的问题。
It depends on our heart.
在雅各书里面说，那个羊群是一个单数的。
And the Song of Solomon says that the sheep is just a singular.
特别在那个达利的翻译里面，他还加了一个定冠词 ，article。
Especially in Darby's version, it says the sheep.
只有一个羊群。
There's only one sheep. One flock.
只有一个羊群，也只有一个牧人。
One flock and one shepherd.
问题是我们是不是在那个羊群的里面
？Are we among that flock?
我们是不是跟随那一个羊群的脚步？
Do we follow the tracks of that sheep?
今天在这个草场上有很多的羊群的。
Today in this in this pasture there are many sheep.
Many flock.
Many flock.
有很多很多的羊群的。
There are many flocks.
但是主说你是不是跟随那一个羊群的脚步。
But the Lord says, are you following this particular flock?
这个羊群不是只在某一个地方聚会的人。
This does not represent a people who meet at a certain place.
今天常常有人说我们就是那个 flock。
Today, many people will claim and say, we are that flock.
那个羊群不是指一个在一个地方聚会的那一个弟兄姊妹，所有弟兄那边聚会的都是那个羊群，不对的。
That flock doesn't represent a particular group that meets at a certain place.
在各地呢，在各个聚会里面呢，都有属于那个羊群的人。
In all the meeting place, among all the gatherings, there are people who belong to this flock.
如果你注意这件事的话，
If you notice this,
你就会发现不管你到什么地方，
then you will discover no matter where you go,
不管你到哪一州去，
or which state you travel,
不管你到哪一个国家去，
or which country you go to,
甚至你到海岛上去，
even you go to the island,
那里面都有一些人是属于这个羊群。
You will find people that belong to this flock,
并不是很多，
not many,
通常是很少，
just a few,
但是总有，
but you will always find them,
一定有。
You will definitely find them.
主说我们要跟随那个羊群的脚步。
The Lord said we need to follow the tracks of this flock. This flock.
我们找到了这个群。
We need to find this flock.
我们就会发现神的丰富。
Then we discover the riches of God.
我们就不会在旷野里面浪费我们的时间。
We will not waste our time in the wilderness.
我们时间在地上实在是很短。
Our time on this earth is truly short.
我们这个人又有那个趋向是乱走的。
We always have a tendency just to wander around.
所以主给我们这样的一个吩咐。
Therefore, God has commanded us.
我们来跟随那个羊群的脚步。
Follow the tracks of the flock.
在约书亚记里面告诉我们也是这样。
And Joshua, in the book of Joshua, tells us the same.
神的丰富就是用那个地来代表。
The riches of God was represented by that land.
所以以色列人要去得那个地。
Therefore, the Israelites need to conquer the land.
怎么样得那个地呢？
How did they gain the land?
简单就是跟随耶稣亚。
They just need to follow Joshua.
就跟随耶稣亚，你就会得到地。
If you follow Joshua, then you will possess the land.
耶稣亚就是基督的代表。
And Joshua represented Christ.
怎么样来跟随主呢？
How do we follow the Lord?
当我们属灵的生命还没有成熟到一个程度的时候，对我们或许是有点困难。
When our spiritual life is not mature, it is difficult for us to follow.
那我们可以来跟随羊群的脚步。
At that time, we need to follow the tracks of the flock.
因为那个羊群的脚中乃是跟随的主的嘛。
And because the sheep follows the shepherd.
这是神家的第三个特点。
This is the third character of the house of God.
是丰富的。
It is abundant.
第四个特点，神家的特点就是安息。
The fourth character is there is rest.
这点大卫呢？特别能够体会得到。
And David can truly experience this.
因为他被人到处追赶。
Because he was chased about by many people.
连睡觉都不能够好好的睡。
He can't even rest, sleep in with rest.
所以他特别能够体会神家的安息是什么安息。
Therefore, he can truly appreciate the rest in God's house.
所以他就写出这样优美的诗词来描写神家的安息。
Therefore, he can write such beautiful verse to describe the rest he finds in God's house.
大卫怎么样来描写神家的安息呢？
How does he describe them?
他说我的心平静安稳，好像那个断过奶的婴儿一样。
He says, my heart is rest and still like a weaned child.
这是大卫里面对神家安息的那个体会。
And this is his experience of God's rest.
你可以想想看那个小孩子刚断过奶。
You just imagine a child who has been weaned.
然后呢，当你喂他吃完东西以后，他就安心的睡在母亲怀里的那个光景。
And after the child has been fed, then he will just rest in the mother's bosom.
我想没有一个任何其他的东西能够让我们更能够领会什么叫安息。
There's probably not another better description about rest.
他的里面得到满足。
He is satisfied inside.
他的外面是他母亲的胸怀。
And outside, he leans in the bosom of his mother.
他安息在那个环境的里面。
And he just rests in that environment.
还有什么样的地方能够让我们觉得更安息的呢？
Where can we find rest other than this?
这就是神家的光景。
This is the condition of God's
house. 当我们在神的家里面，这就是我们的我们所能够体会得到。
When we're at the house of God, this is what we can experience.
就像一个断奶的孩子。
Just like a weaned child.
他又这样描写。
And then he described further.
什么是神家的安息呢？
And what is the rest in God's house?
神家里面安息到这样一个程度，这个麻雀可以找到一个地方做一个窝。
God's house is so peaceful that even the sparrow can find a home.
完了，真是安息啊。
It is full of rest.
你会不会让麻雀在你家里做一个窝呢？
Would you allow a sparrow to make a nest in your house?
我相信不会啊。
You probably would not.
你不但不让麻雀做窝，蚂蚁都不能做窝的。
You won't even allow an ant to build his house in your home.
蚂蚁做一个窝，你马上就要把它赶走。
You will chase them out.
蟑螂做窝要把它赶走。
If the roaches are found in your home, you will chase them out.
那不要说老鼠了。
And we don't even have to mention about a rat.
他们还不会讲话，还不会 generate 那个 noise.
And they will not generate any noise.
但是麻雀会叫。
But sparrow would generate noise.
但是神的家是这样的安息，那个麻雀可以进来，找到一个地方。
But the house of God is full of rest that even sparrow can come and find a home.
这个燕子在祭坛的地方也做一个窝。
And the swallow will build a nest for herself.
这实在是一个充满安息的地方。
This is a place full of rest.
你我是不是对神的家有这样的一个认识？
Do we have such understanding of God's house?
所以难怪大卫就很想回去。
No wonder David wishes to return.
他在旷野被人追，像追赶那个野兽一样。
When he was chased about in the wilderness like an animal, his heart longs for the house of God, and he wishes to return. Hebrew tells us that we need to strive for us to enter into the rest that God has prepared for us. This is the four conditions of God's house. First is holiness. Second is glory.
第三个是丰富。
Third is abundant.
第四个是安息。
Fourth is rest.
下面我们要来弟兄姊妹一起思想，我们怎么样来进入神的家。
Now we need to consider how we can enter into God's house.
神的家是这样的一个情形。
God's house is these conditions.
让大卫心这样的羡慕。
David has such desire for the house of God.
今天我们怎么样来进入神的家？
Today, how do we enter into the house of God?
我们进入神的家要按照神的家的光景。
We need to enter according to the conditions of God's house.
我们要根据神家的特点。
We need to based on these characters.
所以根据神的圣洁，我们要来进入神的家。
Based on His holiness, we need to enter into His house.
因为神的家是圣洁的，所以我们进神的家的人要有一个敬畏他的心。
And because God's house is holy, therefore we need to enter with fear.
在诗篇第五篇第七节里面，大卫说：“我心存敬畏你的心，向你。”
In Psalm 5 verse 7 says, In reverence, I bow down before you.
这是一个进入神家的一个方法。
And this is a way to enter into God's house.
因为神是圣洁的，所以我们需要带一个敬畏神的心来到神的面前。
Because God is holy, therefore we enter with reverence.
不是我们时间到了，我们觉得来我们就来了。
It is not that the time is here and therefore we come.
这常常是我们的光景。
This is often our condition.
为什么我们离开家呢？
Why do we leave our house?
因为我们算算时间到了。
Because we calculate and it's about time.
时间到了我们就离开家。
It's about time to leave and we must leave.
这是我们离开家的唯一的原因。
This is the only reason we leave our house.
这是不是一个敬畏神的一个心里面的一个状态？
Is this the attitude of reverence?
如果我们来思想，那一天大卫有机会回到神的殿里面。
That day if David has a chance to return to God's house.
大卫会不会等到那个时间到了一个程度，他再不去就迟到了，他就出门了。
Will he wait until it's almost time and then he will leave his place?
我不知道怎么样，我们弟兄姊妹，我们自己来思想，我们可以做一个判断。
But sister, we need to judge for ourselves.
大卫会不会那样？
Would David do such thing?
算算他的车一小时要走多远的路。
To calculate how long would take for him to get there.
然后算一算，他的家离开那个圣殿有多少？
To calculate how far his house is from the temple.
然后把那个时间算得刚刚好。
And then find the exact amount of time.
那时间到了之后呢，他就出门。
Then at that time, then we will leave.
我相信大卫不会。
I don't think he will do such things.
我相信大卫绝对不会。
He will definitely not do it.
我相信只要那一天是一个聚集的日子啊，你只要你不管你多早去啊，大卫就比你先。
I'm sure that if that's the day of gathering, no matter how early you get there, David is already there.
那我想如果大卫在我们这聚会，我们就会很 frustrated.
If David is meeting with us, we will be really frustrated. Every time he goes, he's already there. You will never outwin him. Maybe he never left the house. After the meeting last week, he's still there. He says, I will dwell in the house of the, day, of the Lord all the days of my life. This is the heart of David.
大卫又讲一句话,
and then he also said,
他说, 你们要拿供物进入他的心。
You need to bring offering into God's house.
因此呢,
what does that mean?
他说,
when you enter in the house of God, you need to bring offering.
为什么要拿供物呢?
Why do you need to bring offering?
因为神的家是圣洁,
because God's house is holy.
因为神家是圣洁的, 我们这个不圣洁的人怎么能够进入?
How can unclean men like us enter into the holy place?
所以我们需要有供物。
Therefore, we must bring burnt offering.
什么是我们今天的供物?
What is our burnt offering today?
基督就是那个供物。
Christ is that burnt offering.
那个宝血就是那个牺牲的血。
The blood was the sacrificed blood.
当我们来, 今天来到主的面前的时候,
today, when we come before Him,
我们是不是拿着那个供物进来?
Do we come with this offering?
大卫说,
David said, when you enter into the temple, you must bring the burnt offering. Because he knows that the house of God is holy.
如果不拿供物进来,
without bringing the burnt offering, it is a very serious thing.
弟兄姊妹,
sister, as we come before the Lord, we must bring the burnt offering.
我们要求神用他的血来遮盖我。
We need to ask the Lord to cover us with His blood.
我们常常祷告的时候，我们说这样一句话。
We often pray like this.
我们说感谢主，我们可以坦然无惧来到你面。
We say, Lord, I thank you because we can come before you boldly.
那个坦然无惧是我们拿了供物以后，我们才能坦然无惧。
We can be bold because we have the burnt offering.
如果我们没有那个供物的话，我们应该战惊发抖。
If we do not have the burnt offering, then we shall tremble with fear.
全地都应当战惊发抖在神的面前。The
whole earth trembles in fear before the Lord.
因为我们的罪使我们没有办法在神的面前站立得住。Because
our sins cause us not to be able to stand before the Lord.
所以这是一个我们来到神面前的一个态度。This
is an attitude that we come before the Lord.
这是来到神面前的那个心。This
is the heart we shall have before we come to the Lord.
我们一定要拿供物。We
must come with burnt offering.
我们一定要注重圣洁。We
must we must be holy. When we read in Jeremiah, it tells us the same.
神叫耶利米到那个耶路,
God has sent Jeremiah to the gates of the temple. And many people are entering.
耶利米就说了,
Jeremiah told them that you need to reform your ways and your actions. Then I will allow you to live here.
弟兄姊妹,
if there's anything we have done wrong against the Lord,
当我们来到神的面前以前,
before we come to the Lord, we need to reform our ways and our actions.
这叫做纯敬畏的心。
This is coming in reverence.
如果我们有一件事我们对不起神,
if there's something we have done wrong against the Lord,
但是我们就来到神的面前,
but we come before Him anyway,
这叫做不敬畏神。
This is not come in fear.
这叫做不敬畏神。
This is not coming fear.
因为神是圣洁的, 我们需要敬畏神。
Because He is holy, therefore we must fear Him.
我们若有什么事对不起人的,
if there's anything we have done wrong against men,
我们对不起我们的家人的,
or against our family,
我们来到神面前, 我们需要改正我们的动作行为。
Before we come to the Lord, we need to reform our ways.
如果我们不改正那个动作行为, 就进到神的殿里面去。
If we do not reform our ways and action and enter into God's house,
这叫做不敬畏神。
This is not fearing the Lord. This is the first point. We need to come in reverence. Second, how do we enter into the glorious temple? God's house is full of glory. How do we enter into this glory? We need to come with heart of praise.
对,诗篇说,他说,当称谢进入他的门,
and Psalm tells us with thanksgiving and enter into his gate.
当赞美进入他的院,
and enter his court with praise.
当感谢他
Thank him
称颂他的
And praise his name
神的殿是这样的荣耀
God's temple is so glorious
只有一件事能够跟荣耀来配合的
There's only one thing is comparable to this glory
就是圣子的赞
That is the praises from the saints
其他的事都不合适
All other things are not fitting
其他的美德都不合适
All other goodness are not fitting
一件是合适的就是赞
There's only one thing that is proper to do, that is to praise.
赞美乃是把我们带到荣耀里面。
Praise shall bring us into glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常觉得我们听了很多主的话语。
One sister, we often felt that we have heard much.
但是我感觉我们有一些事情是比较缺乏的。
But there's something we're lacking.
我们缺乏那个属灵里面的学习。
We're lacking the spiritual learning.
我们需要学习赞美。
We need to learn to praise.
我们不是在聚集在一起的时候，我们来学习赞美。
We're not learning to praise when we gather together.
我们需要在我们生活里面来学习赞美。
In our daily life, we need to learn to praise the Lord.
特别是在我们觉得不能赞美神的时候。
Especially at a time that we feel we cannot praise Him.
这个时候不难找的啊。
It is not difficult to find such kind of time.
这个学习不难的。
So this is not a difficult lesson.
在我们生活里面充满了很多的时间，都是我们不能赞美神的时候。
There are many times and moments in our life that we cannot praise the Lord.
这学习的机会很多。
So we have lots of opportunity to learn.
失败一次还可以再学。
If we fail once, we can learn the next time.
失败两次还有机会。
We fail twice, we still have chance.
对，这个机会天天都有。
Because we have this opportunity daily.
我们要学习什么样一件事呢？
What should we learn?
在我们不能赞美的时候。
At time that we cannot praise, we need to praise him.
如果你读大卫的诗歌的话
if you read the Psalms of David,
每一次都是这样
every time it was this.
他先抱怨一下
he will complain a little bit.
他说我的敌人怎么样
how my enemies are treating me.
后来又咒诅人家一下
and then he cursed other people.
到直到后来他就后来一转弯开始赞美
and then he will take a turn and praise the Lord.
他每次都是这样的，你自己看就是这样。
If you read a psalm carefully, it always happens like this.
如果我们写诗篇的话，我们写到那一节赞美以前，那就结束了。
If we write a psalm, then we will stop before we praise the Lord.
我们咒诅一下，我们抱怨一下，然后我们就写完了，交差。
We will write some curses to other people and complain, and then the end.
所以我们不像大卫。
Therefore, we're not like David.
大卫还总是记得要赞美。
David always remembered to praise the Lord.
然后一赞美神以后呢？心情就改变。
After he praised the Lord, his whole heart changed.
他这个人就进入了荣耀。
Because he had entered into glory.
他马上就在荣耀的里面。
Immediately he is in glory.
弟兄，这是我们要学习的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need to learn.
我们今天不是要学习怎么样来解释圣经。
Today we don't have to learn how to explain the Bible.
今天我们最重要的不是要来解释这个雅歌里面是两个人还是三个人。
Today we don't have to try to explain.How many people is in Song of Songs?
这个不是那个羊群我们要跟的。
This is not the flock that we need to follow.
有一些羊群他们是讲究两个人还是三个人。
Some flock really emphasizes on whether there's two people or three people in chapter one.
这不是那个脚踪我们要跟。
These are not the tracks we need to follow.
我们还是要跟随那些人，他们在不能赞美的时候还要赞美。
We need to follow those people who praise the Lord in the situation that they cannot.
他们因为赞美。他们在荣耀的里面。
Because they praise the Lord, therefore they're in glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们就要经验一次。
One sister, we just need to have one experience.
我们就知道那个秘诀。
Then we will know the secret.
然后我们就能够常常有这样的经历。
Then we will often have this kind of experience.
通过赞美，我们就进入那荣耀的殿。
Through praise, we have entered into the glorious temple.
还不在礼拜天，我们已经进入荣耀的殿。
We don't even need to wait until Sunday. We have already been in the temple.
如果礼拜一到礼拜六，我们都已经进入到神的殿了。
If we are in the temple of God from Monday to Saturday,
到我们真正聚集在一起的时候
，and when we truly gather together,
那神的荣耀真的要充满到。
Then the glory of God shall fill this place.
这是一个生活的秘诀。
This is the secret of life.
为什么大卫说，他说他把神呢摆在他的右边
？Why does David place God at his right hand side?
这个话实在是。太大了哈。
This is it's like a boasting.
呀，我把神摆在我右边。
I place God on my right hand side.
我那说很好啊。
It is great.
那好不好呢
？Is it good?
你愿不愿意把神就摆在你的右边呢
？Do you want to place God on your right hand side?
信不信你当你一赞美神的时候，神就在你右边。
do you believe that as soon as you praise the Lord, He is at your right hand side?
当神在你的右边的时候，你还需要什么？
When He is at your right hand side, who else do you need?
你就在荣耀的殿里。
You are already in the glorious temple.
所以我们要用赞美来进入那荣耀的殿。
With praises, we shall enter into His court.
第三，神的殿是丰富的。
Thirdly, God's temple is abundant.
这个丰富的殿，我们怎么样进入？
And how do we enter such abundant house?
是有一个秘诀的。
There's a secret.
我们要用渴慕的心来进入那丰富的殿。
With longings, we shall enter into His court.
弟兄姊妹，这个今天我们属灵的问题在什么地方？
Brothers and sisters, today, where is our problem?
我们常常觉得我们属灵的问题啊，是因为工作上有个问题。
We often feel that there is some problem with work, therefore we have spiritual problems.
或者说我们今天属灵有个问题呢，是因为我家庭有一个问题。
Or we have problems spiritually because we have problems in our house.
或者呢，今天我属灵上有一个问题呢，是因为我的儿女的问题。
Or we have spiritual problems because we have problems with our children.
或者呢，我的问题呢，是我身体上的一个问题。
Or maybe I have physical problems.
因为我身体上有这个问题呢，让我属灵上不能长进。
Because I have physical problems, then I cannot grow spiritually.
很可能有一点道理。
Maybe they're all reasonable.
但是只有一个真正的原因，造成我们属灵生命上的问题，就是缺少那个渴慕。
But there is only one reason that causes us to have spiritual problems. That is, we do not have that longing.
如果有那个渴慕在我们心里面的话
，If we have the longing in our hearts,
才有可能有属灵的事发生。
Then we will see spiritual things happening.
要不然属灵的事情不会发生在我们身上。
Or else the spiritual things will never happen to us.
比如雅各书的时候，一开始就讲了一句话。
When you read the Song of Songs, at first it begins to say.
他说愿王来与他亲嘴。
He said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
这是一个渴慕。
This is a longing.
第一节开始，第二节开始就讲到那个渴慕。
And verse 1 and verse 2 talk about this longing.
如果没有渴慕的话，就没有雅各书了。
If he does not have this kind of longing, then there will be no Song of Songs.
从这个渴慕开始
It begins with this longing.
就有属灵的故事
Then we will have the spiritual story.
我们常常羡慕一些弟兄姊妹
We often envy some brothers and sisters.
为什么我们羡慕他呢？我们觉得他们身上有一个属灵的故事
We envy them because they have a spiritual story.
我们觉得我们好像没有那个属灵的故事
And we think that we don't have it ourselves.
那个属灵的故事还是从渴慕神开始
And the spiritual story begins with this longing.
如果我们没有那个渴慕的话
If we do not have the desire,
我们永远就没有那个故事
We will never have the spiritual story.
甚至有一天我们到了白色大宝座的面前的时候
Even one day when we stand before the great white throne,
我们听见圣徒们在讲他们的故事
We hear the saints sharing their story.
但是我们里面没有一个故事可以说出来
And within us, we have not a story to tell.
那是一个很难受的一件事。
It's going to be a very unbearable time.
所以在雅各里面他说主啊求你来吸引我。
And in the Songs of Songs says, draw me, Lord. Take me away.
我们这个人啊本身实在是非常的软弱。
We are very weak.
我们可能有一天渴慕呢早上渴慕到晚上又不太渴慕了。
Maybe we will long after the Lord in the morning and we will lose that feeling in the evening.
或者我们主日的时候渴慕到礼拜一的时候呢又不太渴慕了。
Or maybe Sunday we long after the Lord and Monday we do not have that longing.
所以我们需要这个祷告。
Therefore we need to have this prayer.
要求主来吸引我们。
That we ask the Lord to take us away.
他如果不吸引我们的话我们就不能够维持我们的渴慕。
If he does not take us away, then we cannot keep this longing.
怎么样能够让我们里面渴慕起来呢？
And how can we long after the Lord?
这件事情不是我们人可以做的。
It's not something that man can do.
我也很感谢主呢。我觉得这一年里面呢，神仿佛在我们当中做了一点这样的事。
I thank the Lord because in the past year it seems like God has begun such work among us.
如果在一年前或两年以前，你告诉我。
If a year ago or two years ago that you come and tell me.
你告诉我说，你们教会里面呢会有一些弟兄呢，他们礼拜六早上起来会一起祷告。
That you said that there will be some brothers among you that will get up early Saturday morning to pray together.
我一定不相信你。
I will not believe you.
有些姐妹的话或许还可能。
Maybe some sisters is possible.
弟兄们是很困难的。
But it's impossible for brethren.
而且这弟兄们早上起来祷告，我觉得是不可能。
I feel it's impossible for brothers to get up early in the morning to pray together.
就是感谢主，主在我们当中做了这样的事。
But I praise the Lord because He has done this work among us.
而且这不但是主做的呢，而且我们弟兄们早上祷告的时候，我们还很享受。
And not only so, when we gather together to pray, we truly enjoy the time.
当然我也需要承认，但早上刚开始的时候，早上起来的时候，每一天都有挣扎的。
And I must confess that in the earlier, every time I get up, I have to struggle.
有那么几分钟是很困难的。
There are several minutes there. It's very, very difficult.
但是呢，过了一段时间，那就过去了。
But after a while, it passes away.
每一次在主的面前祷告以后呢，心里面都充满了喜乐。
Every time after I pray before the Lord, my heart is filled with joy.
实在是很喜乐。
It is true joy.
所以每一次开车回去的时候都是很高兴。
Every time I drive back home, I'm filled with joy.
有几次我有点不想来了。
There are several times I don't want to come.
但是我还是来了。
But I came anyway.
回去的时候我就觉得，哎呀，还好今天来了。
And on my way home, I said, it's good that I came.
要不然我就失去这个祝福。
Or else I will miss out on this blessing.
因为这实在是主做的。
But sister, this is the work of God.
我实在没有办法想象，主会吸引我们这样的程度。
Because I do not, I cannot imagine that God would draw us in this way.
这个雅各书里面他说你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
And a song says, "Take me away and let us hurry."
只要主吸引一个人的话呢，就会有一般人来跟随他。
If the Lord just draws one person, then there will be a group that follows.
这很奇妙啊。
This is very wonderful.
所以我们需要跟羊群在一起。
Therefore, we must stay with the flock.
因为我们跟那个羊群在一起，那有一只羊被主吸引了，他就跑了，我们都跟随他。
And because when one sheep is drawn by the Lord, it start running, then all of us will follow.
所以我们在羊群里面，我们被主吸引的可能性就大很多了。
So if we stay in the flock, then there's greater chance we can be drawn by the Lord.
如果我们是单独的一个人，
if we're just single,
那需要主每一天早上吸引你才能够起来的。
We need the Lord to do work daily, to draw you daily, then you will be able to get up.
但是如果我们跟弟兄们在一起，
but if we're with the brethren,
或者我们跟姊妹们在一起，
or if we are with the sisters,
主只要对其中一个人吸引，
God just needs to draw one person,
我们就都受吸引。
Then we have all been drawn by him.
这实在是圣经上的话。
This is the word of the Bible.
你吸引我，
you、
我们就快跑跟随你。
Take me away and we will follow.
所以我就很喜欢跟弟兄们在一起。
Therefore, I like to be with the brethren.
因为呢，弟兄们又给我很大的保护。
Because the brethren provide a great protection for me.
也许那一天早上住，我里面很软弱。
Maybe that morning I am very weak inside.
我勉勉强强的就来了。
And unwillingly I come to the meeting.
但是呢，只要我能够来就好了。
But as long as I can come.
因为其他的主就会做。
Because God will take care of the rest.
主就会借着弟兄来给我帮助。
And He will give me help through the brethren.
借着弟兄把那个渴慕流到我的里面。
And through the brethren, the desire will flow into my heart.
这个衣襟啊。只要是连在那个身上的话，那个油迟早会流到上面。
As long as the hem,
color of the garment,
the hem of garment is with the garment, then the oil will flow down.
你就不要担心说那个油会不会流到我身上。
You don't have to worry whether or not the ointment shall be poured on me.
你需要连在那个身体的上面。
And just be with the body.
那个油从头嘛，就先流到胡须嘛。
And because the oil will pour forth from the head.And flow down to the beard.
那从那胡须就流到衣服上。
And from the beard, it will flow down to the garment.
最后啊，就会流到那个衣襟上。
And gradually, it will flow down to the hem.
我们只要在那里耐心的等候。
We just need to wait patiently.
那个油就流到我们身上来了。
And the oil will come.
这真是这样的。
And this is true.
所以我们对于我们自己，不要失望。
Do not be disappointed with yourself.
因为我们都一样。
Because we're all the same.
你里面怎么样软弱，我里面也怎么样软弱。
How weak you are in your heart, I am the same way.
你怎么样不喜欢祷告，我里面也不喜欢祷告。
How you do not like to pray, I don't like to pray either.
但是呢，有一件事我们需要连接在那个身体的上面。
The one thing we must do is to be united with the body.
我们就要跟那个羊群在一起。
We need to be with the flock.
剩下来是 主会做。
And God will do the rest.
主会把那个油流下来。
God will cause the oil to flow down.
迟早就会流到你身上。
Sooner or later, it will be upon you.
你的里面就产生那个渴慕。
And then you will have the longing and desire in your heart.
你的里面就想起来跑。
You want to get up and run.
到那个时候，说不定你跑得最快。
And maybe at that time you would be the one that run the fastest.
其他的弟兄姊妹反而从你身上得帮助。
And other brothers and sisters will gain help from you.
这是我们进入神殿的方法。
This is the way that we enter into God's house.
因为他的殿是太丰富了。
Because His house is so abundant.
所以我们要用一个渴慕的心来进。
With a heart of longing, we come enter into His house.
第四，神的家是安息的。
Fourthly, His house is rest.
所以我们要怎么样来进入这个安息的家呢？
How do we enter into this house of rest?
我们要卸下一切的重担。
We need to lay aside all our burden.
那个刚才我们读那个圣经很好玩的。
We just read the verse that was very interesting.
耶和华说，你们进入耶路撒冷的各城门的时候。
He says, as you pass through the gates of Jerusalem.
在安息日，你们要过这个门的时候，身上不可以带担子。
On the day of Sabbath, as you pass through the gates, you cannot carry any load.
他甚至说你们要谨慎啊。
He says, be careful.
不要在安息日担什么担子进入耶路撒冷的各门。
Do not carry a load with you on Sabbath and enter into the gates of Jerusalem.
是各门，每一个门都不可以带担子进去的。
Any door, you cannot carry a load at any door.
并没有说留这个门，这个门你们可以带着担子进来。
And he did not leave a gate and say you can carry load through this gate.
所以在安息日那一天，所有进到耶路撒冷里面的人身上都没有担子。
That day on the Sabbath, everyone that entered into Jerusalem will not have a load on them.
弟兄姊妹，今天你来到神的家里面。
One sister, today you come to the house of God.
有没有担子？
Do you have load on your shoulder?
好多担子。
You probably have many loads.
好多好多啊。
Many.
有些是昨天的担子，有些是明天的担子。
Some came from yesterday, some are tomorrow.
有些是儿女的担子。
Some are from your children.
有些是父母的担子。
Some are from your parents.
有的是朋友的担子。
Some are from your friends.
好多好多的担子。
We carry many loads.
这个担子要放在城门口的外面。
We need to leave them outside of the gate.
不能带到城的里面。
We cannot bring them into Jerusalem.
有些担子是教会的担子。
Some are the burdens from the church.
教会的担子也不能带进来的。
You cannot bring that into the church either.
虽然教会的事情很多。
Even though we are many things in this church.
又有那个整修的，又有主日学的，又有这个，又有那个。
We have the Sunday school, we have works to do and many things.
太多事情了。
There are many things out there.
这个担子是最好的担子了。
That's the best burden you can have.
这个担子还要摆在这个城门口的外面。
Even that, you need to leave it outside the gate.
不能带进来。
You cannot bring those in.
因为神的家是一个安息的家。
Because God's house is a house of rest.
进来的人要把所有的重担都放下。
Those who enter need to leave all their burdens outside.
当时候他们盖圣殿的时候，在门口呢摆一个大祭坛。
At that time, when they put a great altar outside.
为什么要摆一个大祭坛摆在门口呢？
Why do they need to place the altar outside of the gate?
就是每一个人进去的时候都要经过那里。
Because everyone need to pass through there.
你没办法不经过那里的。
You must pass through there.
你没办法绕过那个地方。
You cannot bypass the altar.
你要进入圣殿，就要经过那个祭坛。
If you want to go into the temple, you need to go through the altar.
这个祭坛就是我们卸重担的地方。
And the altar is where we lay down our burden.
这个祭坛就代表那个十字架。
And the altar represents the cross.
在这个十字架的面前，我们的重担要卸下来。
Before the cross, we need to lay down our burden.
或许我们有罪的重担。
Maybe we have the burden of sin.
那个罪的重担要摆在那个祭坛的面前。
We need to lay that before the altar.
或许我们有世界的重担。
Maybe we have the burden of this world.
这个世界的重担要摆在那个祭坛的面前。
We need to place that burden on the altar.
还有一个最大的重担，就是我们这个己生命的重担。
There's the greatest burden, that is the burden of self.
这个重担就在十字架的面前要放下。
Before the cross, we need to lay down this burden.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个学习。
One sister, this is a learning.
这是一个生命的学习。
This is the learning of life.
这不是一个知识。
It is not knowledge.
如果我们有这样的学习的话
，If we have such kind of exercise,
我们就能够经验到在神家里面那个说不出来的安息。
Then we can experience the rest in God's house that cannot be described.
当我们每一次到主面前的时候
，Every time when we come before the Lord,
不单单是来聚会
，We not only come to a meeting.
每一次我们要来到主面前的时候
，Every time we come before the Lord,
我们先把重担卸下。
We need to lay down our burden.
我们要卸下一切的重担。
Lay down all burden.
然后我们才能享受接下来。
Then we can enjoy the rest.
这是我们进入那个安息的一个方法。
This is the way to enter into His rest.
因为神家是圣洁的，所以我们要用敬畏的心来进入。
Because God's house is holy, we need to enter with reverence.
因为神家是荣耀的，所以我们要带一个赞美的心来进入。
Because God's house is glorious, we need to enter with praise.
因为神家是丰富的，我们要带一个渴慕的心来进入。
And because God's house is abundant, we need to enter with longing.
因为神的家是一个安息的，所以我们要把我们一切的重担都卸下。
Because God's house is rest, and we need to enter, lay aside all burdens.
诗篇第五章第五篇第七节说，我们乃是凭着主丰盛的慈爱来进入他的居所。
And Psalm 5 tells us that we have, by your great mercy, we will come into your house.
实在我们若不是主丰盛的慈爱，我们实在没有办法靠着我们的力量来进入神的居所。
Without His great mercy, we will not be able to enter into God's house.
这实在盼望，这是我们众人的一个负担。
I pray that this is our burden.
我们一起来进入神的居所。
That we want to enter into His house.
我就想起在挪亚的时代，当挪亚就盖了一个好大的方舟。
I remember at Noah's time, he had built a great ark.
时候到了，挪亚就进了方舟。
At the appointed time, Noah entered into the ark.
那不是挪亚一个人进入。
He did not enter by himself.
他全家都进入了。
He brought his whole family in.
全家没有一个人在那个方舟的外面。
In his household, everyone is in the ark.
实在里面有这样一个负担，盼望在明年的里面。我们一起来经历这一件事。
I truly hope that in the next year we shall all experience this.
也不能等到明年，从现在开始。
We can't wait until next year, but from now on.
这主要是因为这是今年最后一次我跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Because this is the last time I'm going to share with you this year.
所以我这样说。
Therefore, I say so.
盼望这是我们众人的负担。
I hope that this is the burden of all of us.
我们乃是进入神的家。
We want to enter into God's house.
不是在知识上的进入。
Not enter in knowledge.
而是在我们经历上的进入。
But enter in experience.
不是我们个人的进入。
It is not individual enter.
而是我们全家的进入。
But the whole household will enter.
不但我们要进入，我们的孩子也要进入。
Not only we shall enter, our children shall enter also.
当主耶稣的母亲到圣殿的时候，她是带着主耶稣去的。
When Jesus' mother went to the temple, she had brought Jesus with her.
所以我们一起进入的时候，我们不要把孩子留在外面。
So when we enter, we shall not leave the children outside.
这是许多弟兄姊妹的负担。
This is the burden of many brothers and sisters.
盼望主用他的家来吸引我们。
May the Lord attract us with His house.
我们就一起来进入。
And we will rise and enter.
与众圣徒一同进入。
We will enter with the saints.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.